Ghostly Talk.
Hello, world.
Hey.
This is extremely Mediterranean sounding.
Yeah, I like
kinda,
it.
Kinda, well, I don't know, Egyptian?
Egyptian, yeah.
Ah,
very Egyptian.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, it's crazy.
I wonder what we're going to talk about this week.
We decided to try something new.
And a good idea, I think.
It was a good idea by one of our listeners in Vienna, Australia, named Marco.
Vienna, Australia, that's a new...
Or Austria.
Australia.
Yeah. Sorry.
Vienna, Austria.
Okay, man. All right.
Completely different place. You know,
we are taping this show, by the way, tonight, too. So.
Yeah, this is a taped show.
And, you know what? We're not even going to stop.
We're not
going to
stop. We're
I'm
going to
sound like a
it.
Moron. Okay.
Not as much as me.
I don't see Austria. Wait till you hear, Australia.
Wait till you hear my knowledge of Egypt. It's like nil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marco suggested on our message board that we try talking about something like the Cheops Pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Egypt.
Right.
And the secrets and the mysteries of it. Which, okay, well, we're like, well, that's kind of weird.
We knew about it.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
Maybe
too,
that would
first
be
of all,
fun.
We didn't
yeah.
know too much about it. Second of all, we're like, this program is called Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
What are we doing talking about pyramids? Well, you know why we're talking about pyramids? Because they have a lot of qualities that are very mysterious and paranormal in their nature.
Definitely. There was a whole big fad back in, what, the 70s or 80s, you know,
pyramid,
it had to
yeah.
be the 70s, the pyramid power kind of thing.
Yeah.
There and, of course, it is a mysterious thing. It's more of an earth mystery.
Yeah.
Although a lot of people say it's more of an alien mystery.
Yeah, that's...
But it's definitely mysterious. It definitely piques my interest.
Completely. Now,
yes.
The real mystery that we found that just enthralled us... Because we actually researched on this show.
Yeah, we decided, okay, well, we know little to nothing other
yeah.
than we've heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, I yeah. have my small background in it, you know, like I do everything, and it's weird. And but, I mean, when you get into the dynamics of this, it is just completely out there. What we found really crazy, I mean, the real mystery of the pyramids is, okay, how they build them.
Yeah, how do they build them?
Look at this
and
thing.
That's like an endless thing. They go on and on and on like the Learning Channel and Discovery
yeah.
Channel, you know, trying to build little pyramids
yeah.
to in the same way the ancient Egyptians did,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
and they're semi-successful. But
well, also,
how do you move these rocks and build this perfect pyramid?
Yeah, and you know, to do something like that, who could do something like that is another mystery. That they just, that for some reason, it wasn't documented, and that's why you have all these people out there with their little shovels digging
yeah.
around everywhere in Egypt.
And brooms and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Trying to figure out who and how these things were done.
Yeah, what up with them things? That's
now,
my question.
Just to illustrate, we're going to be doing a lot of paper shuffling. Well, I am at least.
Well, the thing is, yeah, first of all, this show, it's going to be about the Cheops Pyramid and
yeah.
other, you know, related kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an in-depth show.
Yeah.
It cannot be.
It's impossible to do.
There is so much
stuff out there. It's impossible to research, I mean, I'm sorry, talk about everything that has to do with the Great Pyramid.
Right.
In 1 hour. It's impossible.
It's like way too much. It's,
yeah.
it's too much material to do in an hour. I find that that Ghostly Talk, the hours we do Ghostly Talk, just absolutely flies by.
So if you're here to listen to ghosts or hear about ghosts, forget it.
Not this week. Yeah.
You're going to hear about a serial thing,
yeah,
but you're not going to hear about ghosts.
Last week was our, you know, ghost hunting
yeah.
and Bigfoot hunting experience.
But we're trying to keep the flavor here.
But
you know?
Yeah,
so.
But we thought, hey, let's try this. If you want to listen to hear us or listen to us talk about the Cheops Pyramid, I'll go for it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think if you're that much into the ethereal and the paranormal, that you'd be just as equally interested in something like this.
I know
still,
I am.
Not explained.
I know
like,
I am.
Just it, like ghost hunting.
This totally piques my interest.
Exactly.
And first of all, before we get into the details of like how big it is
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff, the Cheops Pyramid, the Great Pyramid, is. The oldest and also the only remaining one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about Seven Wonders of the World. We're talking about, like, you know, like, really powerful things. These are, you know,
huge
Seven Wonders
things.
Of the World, you know.
Huge things. Like, you look at them and you go, how did human beings, if it was human beings that built them, actually built these things? That's
right.
That's what people ask themselves. Like, how could someone, I mean, I'm amazed at watching 10 guys build a McDonald's.
Yeah. And you know, those things go up overnight.
Well, they go
now.
Up overnight.
Yeah, they do. I don't know how they do it. But this thing is too huge. I want to get on the record.
Yeah.
Seven wonders of the ancient world are, of course, the Great Pyramid of Giza, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Okay.
The Statue of Zeus at Olympia.
Oh, okay. I think it's huge.
The Temple of Artemis at, I don't even pronounce it, Ephesus.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of mispronouncing.
Yeah, a lot of mispronunciations this show. The Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. The Colossus of Rhodes.
Sweet.
Which, if you've ever seen a picture or drawing or whatever the heck those are of it, it was huge.
Okay.
And the Lighthouse of Alexandria, which, not Alexandria like Egypt or anything. Mm. It was on the island of Pharos.
Okay.
Or Pharos.
So that's
the seven wonders of the world, the oldest and the only remaining one.
Yeah,
the Great Pyramid of Giza.
So the Great Pyramid of Giza has that under its belt. Check this out. We're going to talk about the dimensions. All right,
the vast dimensions.
The vast dimensions. Okay, the Great Pyramid was originally 481 feet 5 inches tall, and measured 755 feet along its sides.
I heard it lost some height over the years. It lost about 10 feet.
Well, yeah.
That's just something I read. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't measure it.
Covering an area of 13 acres. Or 53,000 square meters.
Oh, my God.
It is large enough to contain the European cathedrals of Florence, Milan, St. Peter's, Westminster Abbey, and St. Paul's.
Okay. Now, Milan... Not Milan.
Ah, Milan.
And
there's a Milan, Michigan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Milan.
And Westminster.
Thank you. Thank you.
Those ones I know. I'm 25% English, yeah.
Constructed from approximately 2.5 million limestone blocks.
No.
Weighing on average. What?
No, I was going to say now that.
Oh, okay. Stop.
How?
Weighing an average of 2.6 tons each.
I don't think I'd have signed up for that work detail.
No.
Not even if they drafted me. I would have had flat feet or something. That's like too much.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Its total mass is more than 6.3 million tons. That's one hell of a paperweight.
That is a huge structure.
Okay, now check this out. This represents more building material than is to be found in all of the churches and cathedrals built in England since the time of Christ. The Great Pyramid was originally encased in a highly polished, smooth, white limestone and capped, according to legend, by a perfect pyramid of black stone, probably onyx.
Right. Now, I had read about the limestone.
Okay.
I had not read about the onyx until you mentioned it.
Yeah, well, this gets a little confusing, though, because when it was originally covered and capped, it covered an area of 22 acres.
Oh, my God!
We're just talking about the pyramid that's 13 acres.
Well, for representation purposes,
yeah.
You know, the Luxor in Las Vegas. That's
yeah.
a pyramid structure,
yeah.
And it's actually beautiful, and I'm going there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay there
Thursday,
I'm going to the Luxor.
So
I'll
while,
be the Luxor.
While this show is broadcasting...
Yeah, I'm going to be like...
Doug's going to be like gambling his life savings away.
Well, no, I'm taking $200. That's my thing, and I'm taking 100 extra for food. But I think
okay.
that food is like really really cheap.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's way cheap there.
Yeah, so I think I'll have extra coming home, because I'm unlucky.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, what happens is the Luxor,
mm-hmm.
the whole like campus that the Luxor is on is 47 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So the Luxor building itself is like, you know, a fraction of that. It's not all 47
oh, yeah.
acres.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And the Luxor is. Oh, wow, 561 feet. Oh, almost 562 feet.
Okay.
So how wide was this guy?
Well, as far as feet goes, they don't give me feet.
Oh. Well, what was it?
Well, as far as the pyramid itself, I mean, the base of the pyramid,
yeah, the base
where it would chew into the earth, 13 acres.
Right.
I've seen like 13.1, 13.2.
Yeah. How wide is each side then?
I don't know.
Well, you have to know. You studied it.
Well, I studied this. Yeah, they don't. Give
oh, they didn't give it to me.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the best thing I could find. But I mean,
well, this was 350 feet high. How high was that one?
This one was the particular that I have. That was 481 feet, 5 inches tall.
So 130 feet higher than the Luxor.
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
And if you've ever seen the Luxor, it's a big building.
Oh yeah. So,
and this was made of stone. The Luxor is made of glass. I mean, come on. This is a, like, how did they do it?
It also was built with, you know, contemporary construction practices, too.
Oh, yeah. Hard hat.
Which we know what they did. But, like I said, this thing was originally encased in this white limestone casing. And, okay, this was removed by an Arab sultan in 1356 AD in order to build mosques and fortresses near Cairo, because this thing sits right on top of Cairo.
Yeah, so they basically took the limestone casing off and made mosques out of it.
Now,
which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because obviously we lost something there. Mm-hmm. History lost something there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's got to be some pretty magnificent mosques.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, but the one little other piece of information. According to our present knowledge, the Great Pyramid is whoever's present knowledge. The Great Pyramid is mostly a solid mass. It's just a solid, big hunk of rock.
Right, if you look at the cutaways on sites, it's got like a couple of tubes, which are hallways.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
And like three chambers.
Yeah, that's what it says here. It's only known interior spaces are being the descending passage, the original entrance, the ascending passage, the grand gallery, a mysterious grotto, and an equally mysterious subterranean chamber, and the two main chambers.
Right.
So that's all. They're really, this whole thing. There's only a couple rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is just solid blocks.
Solid.
Shoved together.
Yeah.
Okay, so that just will give you an idea of what the magnitude of what we're talking about tonight. This is not a joke.
No, this is a huge.
These guys weren't messing around. Whoever
huge,
built this thing
structure
was thinking big.
I also read that the dimensions, when you measure the sides, are so perfect.
Yeah.
They come within 0.1%. You're talking. I'm one who cannot draw a straight line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the club.
Whoever built this pyramid took these huge 2.6 ton limestone rocks, brick shaped, and put them together so perfectly.
Yeah.
That there is less than 0.1% difference.
That's
in the
what makes this so weird. Is that how could somebody that long ago build a structure that big with that many pieces and still hit it right on target?
And they hit it right on.
Yeah.
They did.
I mean, you can tell imperfections in building.
Yeah.
They've had the best out there. They're like going, hey, whoever put this thing together did a very nice job.
Yeah, I mean, there's been stories of bridges that people, you know, they start building a bridge on one side of the river and the other side, they bring it to the middle and they don't match.
Yeah.
I mean, these people here they didn't have helicopters and cranes and stuff like that. They had just people and a lot of rocks, and they made the Great Pyramid.
Yeah.
Talk about amazing.
Okay, well,
another thing is, though, when was it made?
Well, there's a...
I know, that's another one of those mysteries. The Great Pyramid has so many mysteries surrounding it.
Okay, well, real broad. Okay,
yeah.
Just to give people an idea, okay? Just a little bit of history lesson here, okay?
Okay.
The history of Egypt is typically divided into four periods, okay? The pre-dynastic Egypt.
Yes.
That was 6,000 to 3,000 B.C., the Old Kingdom, which was 2,700 to 2,200 B.C. That's estimate. These are all estimates, too, okay? The Middle Kingdom, which was 2,050 to 1,786 B.C. And the New Kingdom, which was 1,560 to 1,087 B.C. These are all estimated. The pyramids, let's just say the Great Pyramid, was built during the Old Kingdom period. 2700 to 2200 BC. Okay?
According to that source.
According to this source. But, I mean, a lot of the more people that start zeroing in, we have actual, like, numbers here. They all kind of fall within 2700 to 2200.
Yeah, most of them do. So we're talking about 4,500 years ago-ish.
Yeah.
However, there are other theories as well, as there are with most things about the Great Pyramid. The only thing that is we're sure about the Great Pyramid, basically, is the dimensions and what it looks like and and what it's made
of.
I'm
sure there's a lot of other material out there. There may be other material out there that may give you other ideas.
Yeah.
What we decided to do as far as like how it was built or who built it, we went through a lot of stuff. And we didn't take the things that we thought were, you know, our favorites. We just said, okay, well, this seems like it's the easiest to swallow.
Because
we were trying to keep this as simple as possible.
Well, you have
to. The whole point of this, regardless of what the show is about, again, is to make you think.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, that's the thing. Sitting before the show, we're sitting there talking about, you know, the Cheops Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, both of us are dumbfounded.
You could read this stuff. I mean, if you're like me,
or
you
me.
Can read this stuff. Yeah, and you can read this stuff forever.
It goes on and on. There's tons of great information, and it's all ultra confusing.
Just think about this. This is how we're going to start it. Think about this. You have a 4,000-pound rock. You're going to take this 4,000-pound rock and pick it up. And let's say the pyramid's halfway done by now. So we're looking at 230 feet, roughly, 240 feet, something like that.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get it up that high and put it in this one crevice.
So that it is exact.
And I know and from my prior reading to this, there have been people, according to history, that died to build this thing.
Well, undoubtedly, it was built over...
That died.
It seems to be around a 20-year period, according to some sources.
Yeah.
There's other sources.
But there are people that literally were crushed.
Oh, yeah.
Building these things.
Undone.
Hey, you're in the way. We got to drop the rock. This thing weighs four... See ya! That's it.
Yep.
I bet you if they disassembled that thing, which I don't want them to do...
No.
They would find bone.
Oh, well...
Crushed bone.
Yeah, completely flattened and probably, you know, powder now.
Yeah.
But
they would find bone. I know they would.
Pretty dismal.
That's one thing I'm sure of. If humans built this.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't talked about that
yet. We have not talked about that.
Yeah, another estimate going back to when it was built is as long as 10,000 years BC. So we're talking 12,000 years ago. The consensus
it's a huge gap.
The consensus is around 4,500 years ago, so 2,500-ish BC.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a good overview of what we're going to be talking about.
I think that in all my studies this past weekend about the Cheops Pyramid, I've learned that it sounds to me like a really cool job to be an Egyptologist or something.
Oh, God, yes.
Because you can basically disagree with everybody
and
you're still
an Egyptologist.
Yeah,
I knew I went in the wrong way. You're like, this is so cool.
You can basically not agree with a single soul on the planet, and you're still an expert in the field.
Yeah,
and the same thing, you know. I guess it goes kind of hand in hand with ghost hunters. I mean, there's a lot of people who disagree with a lot of things.
All we do
ghost
is argue.
Hunt. Yeah, argue about this, argue about that.
I made a comment like that. I'm like, God, these people. No wonder these guys are whacked out. Like, they sit around and argue all day long.
Well, that or
one guy's got this theory. One guy's got
off
this
with
thesis.
Brooms. Yeah,
exactly. I mean. But it'd be a cool job.
It'd be an awesome job.
Killer job.
Can you imagine exploring that, like, and that's your job?
Yeah.
That'd be totally cool.
That's what we're going to be talking about today, okay? Let's take a quick break.
Oh, good
idea. We're going to come back, all right, and we're going to talk about some theories on how this monument was built.
It's paranormally scientific. It's ghostly talk.
Okay. All right. Building. Huge rock.
Yeah, we have this humongous building built of rock, obviously centuries and centuries ago, and we know only the dimensions of it because everything else is up in the air.
Okay.
So how did they bank it?
Okay. First theory. We're going to throw some theories at you now, okay? I'm going to cite this. Well, there's a lot of people will cite in these, because it's been theorized by people, okay?
Yeah, these are folks who theorize these things.
The first theory, which would be the most obvious, would be the traditional Egyptology. What does that mean, Scott? Well, what that means is that it was built by Egyptians.
Okay. That sounds like, I can follow that one. I like that.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, you're taking a break.
Basically, these things were built. Why they were built were to be tombs.
For the pharaohs. Okay.
That's the most widely believed thing. Like, these were built as big old tombs for the pharaohs.
Well, there's a little bit more to the actual Cheops pyramid, because I don't believe they have any evidence that a pharaoh was ever entombed in it.
Exactly, yeah.
So, mystery about this particular pyramid.
When you read into it, there's more there.
There's always more to this.
This is the most widely believed thing. Like,
yeah.
These were built as a tomb to a pharaoh, okay?
Yeah, this particular pyramid is just riddled with mysteries.
Yeah. This particular, according to this theory, it was obviously built for the pharaoh Cheops. Okay.
Well, actually, what's his name? Sufis or something.
Huh?
It has a H-U.
These guys have like four names each.
It's Khufu.
Same guy.
Yeah, Khufu.
Same guy.
Okay.
Yeah, same guy. I'm very sure it is. Yeah, same Cheops, Khufu. They have like, I know they have like four or five names.
Okay.
I mean, just because of the religious background.
I'm not up to date on that, but I've seen it written Khufu/Cheops and Cheops/Khufu. So high level
on that. It was built by the Egyptians for the high guy there. Okay, for their boss to honor him with this beautiful mind, this huge monument.
Right.
Okay.
And
yeah.
That's where he was supposed to, would have been entombed, and then his soul would then, spirit would then rise into the heavens and become part of the heavens.
Okay, well, that sounds great. That's a whole lot of people to work on that.
Yeah.
Well, we talked briefly that, hey, yeah. People died doing this.
Uh-huh.
People spent their whole lives moving a rock.
Yep.
You imagine that. You're a baby, you're a child. This is your job. See this rock? We're offering this to Cheops. This is our offering in honor to Cheops. This is our rock for him. We're going to roll this thing across the desert for the rest of our lives. We're going to get it there, and we're probably going to die putting it in place. Happy? Better be. That's what's going to happen. Basic thing. That's the basic theory.
Yeah.
Okay. The next theory. Now, this is where we start having fun. The Divine Builder.
Ooh. Now we're getting more ethereal sounding.
Could God himself have built the pyramid? According to God, there's a lot of different versions of God.
Right.
A small number of Catholics and Protestants are convinced that the pyramid is a message of the Christian God. They claim also, as a side effect, that the British and Jewish inch is thereby divine, since it is identical to the Egyptian inch. Okay? Which is obviously what they used to measure to build this thing. Okay? I'm going to take a quote here, okay? From Zajac. Suppose we ask the question posed initially, who built the pyramid? We have to conclude that it was somebody who has very knowledge, had a lot of knowledge about the earth, and who had technology beyond what we possess today. The pyramid's designer could also see and more likely control the future. The builder knew and were the most significant person in history was going to be born. He knew where the most significant person in history was going to be born, and when he was going to die, and what impact that would have on the people of the earth. Could the builder of the Great Pyramid be a space visitor from another planet?
Now we're getting into interesting stuff.
Possibly if we focus on his advanced knowledge. However, being able to see and or control the future precisely is what we would recognize as supernatural. Dedication of the interior of the pyramid to the history of the Jews, prophecy, and especially to the life and death of Christ indicates that the pyramid must have been designed and built with supernatural help as a prophetic monument able to endure through the ages, despite a millennia of natural and man-made assaults against it.
Well, I'm not convinced.
Neither am I.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now, Zajac, Zajac also said that he thinks the pyramid was built in 2623, or maybe it was completed by 2623 BC. Okay. Basically, what he's telling us is that he thinks it's a Bible cast in stone.
And that's nice, and it sounds good. I'm not totally convinced. I think that obviously someone or something built it.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm not completely convinced that the divine built it and left it here.
We're opening our heads though. We're thinking about this. Okay, the divine builder. This guy's one hell of a carpenter, okay? This guy...
Well, if anybody could get it within 0.1% exact...
And they're saying he did it himself, basically.
Yeah, the divine
stone by stone, boom, 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 built it up from the ground up. Okay? That's way out there. We know. We know, but we want... It's an easy one to understand, though, too.
Yeah, and if anybody could have got it that exact... It would have been the divine, some divine force, a god, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they, have it within their power to get it exact.
Okay.
I mean, that close exact. So, I mean, there's a pro.
Okay.
But I'm still not convinced.
All right, so the divine builder. The most logical next step as far as theorizing what happened would be, well, maybe it wasn't God. Maybe it was divine builders.
Okay.
A.K.A.
aliens.
Aha.
Okay.
I don't have any space music, but I do. But I do have this Egypt music in the background. How's that?
Okay.
Think of that as space music.
Sitchin, another historian with the Great Pyramid of Egypt. Is one of the most famous advocates of the ancient astronaut theories around this, okay? He believes to be the inhabitants of the 12th planet of our solar system. Okay, he's talking about the people that built this thing. There's a 12th planet. Now, as of right now, because I'm a small astronomy buff, we are looking at planet X right now. We think there is a 10th, am I correct, 10th
planet
on our solar system. According to Doppler... graphs, and
well, they say that they took they did some mathematical studies of gravity. I know it's hard to pull myself out of Egypt and into space, but they took some mathematical models of gravity within the universe, and they've predicted that there's possibility of a 10th planet going to come back around.
Yeah.
This guy said 12.
We're talking 12. Check this out. 12th planet of our solar system, a planet that completes its orbit around the sun only once every 3,600 years.
So when's it coming back?
Said 2013. Yeah, you're right. And
I had read that passage. Do you know, I gave that to you.
Yeah,
I mean, you could have
sounded
really smart.
I know. And we'll be close to Earth again soon, possibly by 2013. These extraterrestrials.
Are we going to go on the radio or what? It's a good thing this is an internet show.
These extraterrestrials, the Anunnaki.
Ah, Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
Ah, Anunnaki.
Have created mankind through genetic manipulation. With his premise, Sitchin rewrites the prehistory of mankind as we thought to know it.
Mm-hmm.
This is huge.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's a whole line of study.
See, we're not even talking about rocks anymore. We're talking about people.
Yeah, and well, what we have here is we've got this fellow. He actually inspired a heck of a lot of other folks because they took his theories and ran with them.
Yeah.
And went into different directions and stuff. So he actually spawned an absolutely incredible amount of thinking going on.
Yeah. Now, in an article, just to throw this down to you guys, in an article by Willard Van de Bogart. This is what he quotes. The landing place of the Nibiruans was in an area once called Eridu, now called southern Iraq.
Aha.
The main reason Saddam Hussein was not captured was because he was holding out in an ancient step pyramid constructed by one of those early civilizations mentioned by Sitchin, and which the Americans were loath to bomb because of their inestimable historical value.
Well,
don't call us heartless. we let go probably the Antichrist.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that southern Iraq has...
Well, we thought the divine builder theory was huge. This is even more ridiculous because this guy went as far as to say, everything you've heard is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The Anunnaki are responsible for us being here right now.
Yeah, for
genetic
humanity.
Manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I don't expect you to.
Well, then the question becomes not, you know, who am I, which is what everybody tries to answer. You know,
yeah.
That's the underlying thing for pretty much everything everybody does. Who am I?
Yeah.
But who are the Anunnaki? Where did they come from?
Yeah.
Did some divine thing plant them on the 12th planet?
You need drugs for that.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
There's no way we can get into that.
No, that's
you
like...
You need drugs for that.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's like a 32-hour show.
Now, coming back to Earth.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, actually, I like the alien builder theory.
I like it, too, but I can't...
I can actually even subscribe to that theory.
It's so out there.
It is out there, but at the same time, they can't even date this thing accurately.
Yeah.
Okay. They can't explain why it's like so incredibly perfect. I can't imagine human beings, even, you know, ancient Egyptians.
Like you said, I can't even draw a line straight.
Yeah,
I
let alone build a perfect pyramid that huge.
I can't. It's ridiculous.
A perfect solid pyramid that huge.
Huge
and we haven't even talked about the intricacies yet. There's intricacies to this structure. There's actually these twisting air ducts, or they're not really air ducts.
They're twisting shafts
that are closed up.
Yeah.
So they're not air ducts. They're not water ducts either, but they're closed up. And
we
they're
actually
twisting
have a couple,
through
yeah.
the... Yeah.
So they go right through the pyramid. We have a couple of ideas on that also we're going to discuss, too.
We're going to run out of time, you know.
No, we won't. We'll be all right.
Go.
The Orion Theory.
This is more
is on the Earth, but it gets out there towards the end, okay?
They all do.
Bivol and Gilbert are the founders of the Orion Theory, okay? A special branch of ancient astronaut theory, which they published first in the book The Orion Mystery. Their central thesis is that the three smaller pyramids, which were built along with the Great Pyramid. We're focusing on the Great Pyramid here, but we'll talk about these for a second. Are aligned exactly like the three stars in the Orion Nebula. And that the shafts inside the pyramid, which we just discussed a second ago, point directly to Orion at the time the pyramid was built. Purpose of this was to the ancient Egyptians. They had constructed at Giza an exact replica of the Duat destination of the king. Far from being a tomb, the pyramid was the starting point of the king's journey back to the stars, whence he came back for the first time.
Well, see, now that actually, although unfortunately...
It's a very spiritual approach.
Yeah, unfortunately the shafts do not point to any known... constellation at any known time.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, like, the premise there is a little bit askew. However, the that particular theory is really, really good, because I believe I had heard at some point that there was a lot of spiritual stuff built into these pyramids. Although this particular one is still a bit of a mystery, because, you know, so few chambers, so few things going on in it. But and the fact that it's for the most part solid.
Yeah.
But they did all kinds of stuff in pyramids to reflect their spirituality, And, you know, the false doors that
yeah.
the soul could enter and leave through, but humans
those
can't.
Those are little things we'll touch on.
Yeah, there's, like, all kinds of stuff like that in other pyramids.
I mean,
and
these pyramids were built to protect the pharaoh's body.
And
also keep looters out. Because when they buried the pharaoh, they just didn't bury his body. They buried everything. His riches, food, his clothes, everything went along with him for his journey back
yeah,
to where he was born.
To the heavens, yeah. But,
they believe he took it all with him.
So what happens is they didn't have much of a crime problem back then, though.
Well, no, because you get your head lopped off if you...
Yeah,
if you look at the pharaoh's daughter,
anything of the pharaoh's, you're done. But no, they didn't have much of a crime problem, so it's not really to keep looters out. Not looters,
well,
they knew them anyway.
Yeah,
but they did do a lot to protect the
spirit
and the soul, that was one of the things
to keep people out.
So there's a lot of spirituality going on in these pyramids.
This particular pyramid was different, though. I mean, that's generalizing a lot of the pyramids after that.
Yeah, I'm just sort of generalizing.
That's fine though, because that's how a lot of the pyramids were built. They were more hollow on the inside. They had a lot more corridors, and they made them very confusing for a looter if they got in.
For somebody
and they,
to
they'd
yeah,
get
wander,
lost
wander,
and
wander.
Die.
Yeah.
Okay, inside this pyramid. This pyramid, like we described earlier, there isn't too many. It's basically a big solid rock. Well, combination of rocks.
Structure
so that's
of
what
rock.
Makes it different. Structure of rocks. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, leading off the Orion theory, okay? To stick with the whole astronomy edge, well, okay, that makes sense. Let's just say it makes sense. Okay?
Well, the spiritual part of it, yeah.
The spiritual part makes sense. Well, they also, there was another theory constructed about solar eclipses in the pyramids.
And this actually is kind of interesting,
because
it's got some math behind it.
It's
a lot of math. Oh, there's a lot of math in Egyptology.
Yeah. They've actually, I mean, one of the reports I read actually broke down every solar eclipse since the proposed building of the Great Pyramid.
And how it would have looked or where it is in relation to
the
size
of the pyramid. As discovered by Andis Collins, the pharaohs put their memorial temples on the path of solar eclipses to be buried in the Valley of Kings, over which an eclipse passed during their reign. Okay, the causeways to the pyramids, e.g. at the Giza pyramids, marked the path of these eclipses, and the shadow of the eclipse was seen as the ladder to heaven.
And that's very spiritual. I mean, I can take that.
They thought the eclipse was
the way to heaven.
The way to heaven.
Or
the connector between earth and heaven, is what they put it. This gate seen primarily between Auriga and Perseus. Don't ask me.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know that part. So, okay, these are where this ties in with the religious aspect, the spiritual aspect. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Right.
Whether it's real or not. Why were they built? Why did they build these things? That makes a lot of sense right there. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying that's the one that I can swallow the easiest.
Right. I can swallow the spiritual, religious connotations.
Yeah.
I'm still amazed at the amount of bickering, the amount of fighting that goes on about, like, the date it was made, and even how. Are we going to talk about how it was made after a break? I want a break.
Yeah, there's a couple ideas of how they were built. I mean, we're going to give a high level on that.
Okay.
Real broad, real high level. But, yeah, why don't we take a break and come back to that? And then we can talk about the shafts.
Good, because it's hot in the Haunted Basement studio.
We'll talk about how they were built and then the shafts. And then we'll touch on pyramid power, which is what Doug's all about.
Yeah, so, I know that. Well, that, and I want to talk about Casey as well.
Yeah.
Because he talked about that. Not really.
He had another theory, too, yeah.
Yeah, and oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
We have to talk about that. We'll be back in 1 second.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
Okay.
Hi.
Casey.
I want to talk about that, because that's yet another way of how it was made. Casey was under the impression, now, Edgar Casey, of course, if you've listened to any past show, you know I absolutely, like, am enthralled by Edgar Cayce. He had the position. He took the position fairly unique that the Atlanteans helped build the Great Pyramid, and indeed, in that area, somewhere in a hidden chamber, somewhere under, I believe they think the Sphinx, but we don't. You know, we haven't found it, so mm-hmm. we don't know. Is the ancient like hall of records of the Atlanteans? Because when Atlantis was breaking up and sinking into the sea,
no,
they took the three copies of the records of Atlantis.
That's the Dead Sea Scrolls. Am I correct?
No.
No, am I wrong? Okay.
No, Dead Sea Scrolls are different.
This is your territory. I'm
no, sure. this is the ancient Atlanteans hall of records. Okay. It's the past, present, and future history of the world.
Uh-huh.
And it's said that one copy or one part, we don't know, we don't have it yet,
yeah,
is buried or is somewhere in an ancient chamber, a hidden chamber in somewhere near the pyramids.
Yeah.
So it's kind of freaky.
So this is a joint effort.
Well, there's three of these halls of records, evidently. One is supposedly in, like, Peru. Uh-huh. The other is in Egypt, and the other... I don't remember. I'm thinking Canada. I don't know. So Cayce was under the impression that the Atlanteans helped build the Great Pyramid. Now, the Atlanteans supposedly had technology that we cannot even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually it's an interesting theory because it could account if they had this magnificent technology,
mm-hmm.
and you know, incredible mathematical skills, etc. They could have gotten perfect measure, or you know, really close measurements like that, and you know, that could account for the 0.1% exactness of the dimensions of
okay.
the pyramid.
Yeah.
So the Atlanteans, with this incredible technology, if they helped build this thing, I think could have done it.
Yeah.
But
very interesting.
Unfortunately, that assumes the abilities of the Atlanteans, mm-hmm. which we don't know anything
about.
We
have no clue about.
Right, yeah.
We're completely lost on
until that. We find the Hall of Records.
Now, it all kind of tied together, which is what I liked. We said, okay, why and who? Okay, well, the people did it. For the Pharaoh. God did it as a testament. Aliens did it.
And helped create
people. Okay, so we're talking about all that. There's also, I mean, the one that we found most interesting, but it don't explain why, still, it just explains how, was the hydraulic theory.
Oh, this is a good one.
The hydraulic theory of
yeah.
how the hell they got these stones. It's high
up in the air. Yeah,
and
even to the site.
Yeah. Now, I'm just going to breeze through this, and this will give you a good idea how it works, though. This was Kunkel's theory of, like, the hydraulic method of building this pyramid.
Ancient pyramid building.
Sure. Kunkel apparently believed that the Great Pyramid was built by using a Panama-type water locks and barges.
Panama. Like the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm. And that its final purpose was as a huge water pump called the Pharaoh's Pump. Kunkel is a hydraulics engineer, so he knows a little bit about this, right? States of the
Are
great,
you reading?
Sort of. States of the Great Pyramid was built using hydraulic methods unrelated to water locks and barges. Okay? And that the Great Pyramid's primary intended purpose, if its only purpose, was to provide the Pharaoh Khufu with the greatest of place to chill out. Okay, so basically what they used, what they propose is that the Grand Chamber, okay, this is going a little far with what this article's saying here, but the Grand Chamber, they thought, well, it's the Grand Chamber for the Pharaoh. It's his chamber. They theorized that this was the actual water tank that powered the hydraulic pump, this man-made, homemade hydraulic pump, to get these rocks up there with hydro power, water power,
mm-hmm.
to do this. Very sketchy, hard to picture.
Well, he also built and patented a model
yeah.
of this thing
and
look, prove
wanna,
that it works.
You want to look at that more because we it's hard to explain this. Just look up Kunkel's theory of hydraulics.
Sure.
And the Great Pyramid on like Google or something like that. You should be able to get a lot of information on that. Great. Now we talked about how and why and who did this. Okay.
Yeah, and we've made absolutely no decision whatsoever.
No, and it's completely insane. I'm as confused as I was when I started studying this.
I don't know how you can present this topic.
No problem.
In an
okay.
hour.
Now we mentioned the Great Pyramid. It was a big solid rock with a couple of holes, a couple of chambers.
Yes.
Just to lay it out.
Well, it has three chambers: the actual pharaoh's chamber,
mm-hmm.
a chamber they call the queen's chamber.
Uh-huh.
Which is somewhat beneath, like the pharaoh's chamber is like
there's
central.
There's one that's completely underground too.
And then there's the subterranean chamber. So there's those three like what would have been burial chambers.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Great Hall, which is just basically a widened thing in the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the website to check out, and this is what Marco told us to check out for this show, which we didn't really use as much as I wanted to. I didn't want to base a whole show on one website either. It just isn't right. We got to research this a little bit more than that. You would do one person's point of view, you're going to get a very one-sided show. We don't want that here. So we did check out Cheops, or Cheops.
Cheops.
I did it.
You did it. You pronounced
Cheops.
It wrong.
.org.
I wondered who was going to do that first.
Of course it's me all the time. Spell it like this. Cheops.org. www.cheops.org. This is probably one of the most extensive websites on researching the Great Pyramid. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
This guy went nuts. This site has so much stuff.
It's true.
His name was Rudolf Gantenbrink. He is the person that did the whole report. He's the person that is responsible for this website. Amazing. I haven't even dented it, even with what we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
What we're going to talk about, which is the most amazing thing that he talked about, which he focused on, was these shafts we mentioned.
Yeah,
within the Great Pyramid.
Yeah, these bizarre shafts that weren't air shafts, they weren't water shafts.
Although they could have been
water shafts if you go through the if you subscribe to the
Rudolph's got a list here that he compiled, and which
okay.
I read to you. Which is, you guys are going to have fun because I'm going to read this with the emotion that Rudolph probably had when he was typing this out and getting ready to launch it up on the net. Okay, shafts. What are you guys talking about? Okay, shafts. They go through the pyramid. Why? Okay, well, here's a few theories for you. They were air shafts, like Doug said. Well, what Rudolph says is that his answers are straightforward, no. The lower shafts were closed at both ends. Okay? The upper ones, if they had been left open as air shafts, would have exposed the burial chamber to birds, snakes, rats, etc. An idea certainly abhorrent. God, I'm done. To those dedicated to protecting the remains of the pharaoh at all cost.
Well, yeah, right. Based on what we know of the ancient Egyptian burial rituals, the that kind of thing would just absolutely
they would
be
not want to
ridiculous.
Expose the pharaoh.
Heavens
it's unheard,
no.
It's unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, fine. Scratch that. They are light or star shafts. Well, now, this ties in with the Orion theory we were talking about, okay?
That's a typewriter for you. I don't have a scratching sound.
Shafts bend often set. I'm sorry. He said no. All the shafts bend often several times. In addition, all the shafts begin at their lower ends with horizontal sections about 2 meters in length. So there is no way light from any source could ever have penetrated from the outside into either of the chambers. In several parts of the shafts, with the exception of the lower southern one, we even found extreme angle fluctuations. It is therefore ridiculous for anyone to claim that the shafts could ever have pointed precisely to certain stars. Given that many angle fluctuations, the shafts could be constructed to be pointing at some 100 different stars. Especially if construction of the pyramid is gratuitously redated to match specific stellar constellations. When you get into this, you'll see theories about people going, well, it was aimed at the North Star.
Or
that's where the pharaoh was going.
Or aimed at the Orion.
And that means for the eclipse. If we tie the eclipse theory in, that means it would have had to happen on this date. It works. Well, he's saying here that these things were all over the place.
Yeah. They're not straight shafts. They don't point to anything.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Scratch that one. They are water shafts. This is nonsense. I mean, I like his straightforwardness.
Yeah,
When I read this, I was really impressed by him going, I mean, he's posting this on the net.
Yeah.
To the world.
And he actually put his name up there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's on the internet, so it has to be true.
Of course. Isn't everything on the internet
true?
Right.
This is nonsense. All the shafts have open joints along their floors. Any water entering from the top would disappear through these gaps and cracks long before it could ever reach the burial chamber. Not to mention the fact that the idea of water in the king's chamber would have horrified the builders, who went to enormous effort to protect the pharaoh's remains from all outside influences. Wow.
So there's...
Scratch that one, too.
Scratch that one. It was not water.
Yep. Okay. They are energy shafts.
Oh, I like that one.
In other words, the Cheops pyramid is some kind of...
Cheops? What's the Cheops pyramid?
The Cheops!
Aha!
Pyramid is some kind of hydrogen power plant.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of that stuff on the internet.
It very simply contradicts at least 100 years of archaeological evidence. In addition, the shafts were not completely sealed, see above, at any time. So there was no way to convey energy through them.
You read "see above."
Yeah, I know I read that. I just thought about that. Sorry.
That's pretty cool.
Go to the website. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then you'll see above, and you'll notice.
Okay, well, here's the most probable one to me. Well, scratch the other one.
Oh, good.
They are spirit or soul shafts.
Well, that's about the only thing that...
Yeah. This is the most probable explanation.
Yeah.
Based on the solid data we have available to us, at least it corresponds to the system of religious beliefs of the ancient Egyptians. Simply put, right to the point.
Yep. It makes the most sense based on what I had thought I knew of the ancient Egyptians. What doesn't make sense, though, because after all, the Cheops Pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Giza, is just a culmination of mysteries.
Yeah.
Is that there's no evidence...
Even the name's a mystery to me, because I can't pronounce it right.
Is that the... there doesn't seem to have ever been anybody buried there.
No!
So what use was these soul shafts, then? They were of
There could be a lot of explanations for that. Maybe they built it, and there was a huge war. And whoever was there abducted the pharaoh and buried him. He could be buried somewhere, anywhere on the planet.
Well,
there's a lot of theories.
Well, there's also the thing. Evidently, the pharaoh never actually, in any writings or anything that they've found yet, took credit for building the pyramid.
No.
Unfortunately, you know, the outer coverings. I mean, the outer coverings of the pyramid were taken away. And those would have had a lot more, you know, history. But the in nothing that they found yet has, you know, he admitted to working on it, maintaining it. But at nowhere does it say this is my pyramid.
Yeah.
This pyramid is, you know, for me. I had this built. Although everybody seems to think that's true.
And that will ruffle the feathers of a lot of people too.
Well, there were three things that led them to believe that the Cheops pyramid was built by, or ordered built, or, you know, had been built by or for Cheops. Evidently, somewhere near the pyramid is like some burial grounds or something.
Yeah, and they actually found the actual, what do they say, I read this, I'm stupid. The actual, like, tomb, they would, like, the where they put the body.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a casket.
Yeah, I don't remember what they would call it. We're going to have to
call it a casket right now, because we don't know anything else to call it. They found stuff near
the
grounds.
Well, they used to call them sarcophaguses.
That's the word, sarcophagus. They found a sarcophagus.
Yes. So there's, like, you know, they found it near the pyramid.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that must be it.
Wait, here we go. Think. People, think. Maybe he was already dead. He was in there. Maybe there was another war.
Why not?
Maybe as a show of power and, ha-ha, your sacred pharaoh. We're going to take him out of that pyramid and drop him somewhere.
Well, they could
have. Take the body and hang it from, I mean, I don't want to do this.
Well, that would have been
that would have been stepping on somebody's
shoes. That would have been like a huge coup for back then.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those things were sacred to the
absolutely.
Ancient
you couldn't even come near them.
So if there was something like that, it was huge.
Yeah.
We should have probably read about like there sure, probably would have been like
well that's
proof.
That's good. People think about it, read up on it.
Yeah, why wasn't the body in there?
Yeah,
or why isn't it? So
nobody knows. We don't know.
I want to know. I'd like to know.
The best minds in the world don't know.
So think about it and
think about that. I mean, really, I mean,
write a book.
They build this huge thing and they have burial tombs in there supposedly.
Oh yeah, and the queen's chamber doesn't make sense in that pyramid either.
No.
Because it
well,
was
according
not,
to,
according right. to several sources, but yeah. And then according to other sources, it's
perfectly
natural.
I mean, the newer pyramids, they said.
Oh, they
only housed
the pharaoh himself.
That's it.
No queen. Right.
Just the pharaoh. That was his house. So that is another thing that makes the Great Pyramid different.
Yeah, and mysterious.
Along with the shafts. None of them had shafts like that. This is the only one that had shafts built into it. And that's what they're trying to figure out.
What's up with us?
Why is there shafts in this thing? Why do we have shafts? Why we gave you a couple good ideas, derive your own conclusions. Now, we got through that. We're almost out of time here.
Oh, man. I'm not going to get to talk very long about pyramid power.
Yes, you are. We're going to let you go. I know you want to talk about this, and if we got to go a little bit longer,
all right,
let's do it.
Cool.
Let's
well,
do
first,
it.
Because I can sum up pyramid power in like probably three words. But
well, I have a report here. If you want me to throw some lines down for
first,
you.
I want to do the felt promo because our friends out in Western Michigan, Ghost Hunter Society, are doing all that hard work for the felt mansion.
Absolutely.
We got to let folks know about it.
1 second.
West Michigan Ghost Hunter Society invites you to join us at the felt mansion. Visit us at www.geocities.com/WMGhost for details now.
Okay, back to rocks.
More rocks.
More rocks.
More ancient dirty rocks piled up in a big pile.
Now, for our dedicated fans, you've waited an hour to hear about ethereal stuff. Well, we talked a little bit about it.
A little bit.
The rest of the show is going to be dedicated to that.
Yeah, the next 3 minutes. This is the cool stuff, though.
Okay.
This is like, to me, this is cool. What happens is, do you have the name of that guy who did the thing with the cat? Okay.
Antoine Bovis.
Yes. Antoine Bovis?
Antoine. I'm not.
Okay, so this guy, he goes out, he sees the Great Pyramid, he's like, okay, this is like really cool. He builds a model of it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, inside the Great Pyramid...
To scale,
yes. One thing that they noticed in the Great Pyramid, yet another mystery, is they would find, like, mummified cat remains.
Well, they found...
Perfectly preserved.
Dead animals, yeah.
Yeah.
And they weren't eroded. You know, when a body dies, we all know that it comes it goes
yeah.
back to the earth.
Yeah,
it decays.
Yeah.
These animals they found dead in there, they just may have snuck in somehow, were found dead... But completely dehydrated.
Right.
Just like they do
mummified.
Embalming.
Yeah, mummified.
That's what embalming is.
Yeah. So we got, so he notices this, and he says, well, gee, I wonder if I could do that. So he builds a two-scale, scaled model of the Cheops Pyramid.
Yeah.
Throws his dead cat in there.
Oh, wait. He also oriented it.
Oriented.
The show's almost over, right?
Yeah.
Oriented it.
This is a tough subject.
Yeah. Oriented it in the same direction as the Great Pyramid.
Okay. Well, which was actually compass perfect.
Yeah.
From what I read, it's perfect north, perfect south, perfect east,
yeah.
perfect west.
Oh, yes.
You know, in addition to its perfect dimensions, it was perfectly oriented
yeah.
as well. So he orients his model of the Great Pyramid,
uh-huh.
throws a dead cat in it.
Dead cat.
Finds out later on, of course, that it mummified. It preserved.
The one thing that he that was noted I didn't have in the write up here is how long he left it in there. I would have liked to know that.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they don't publish many scientific things.
Because he would have to leave it in there for a substantial amount of time
before it would mummify.
Yeah,
undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But
naturally,
But this perfect, naturally, this perfect, you know, this mummification done in this perfect or this as perfect as you can build it replica of the Great Pyramid. This was repeated by somebody later on.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name. With the same result.
The results were all the same.
Yeah.
The Great Pyramid.
Yeah.
Why?
Does it make sense?
No, not to me.
So what happens is everybody's thinking about this pyramid power stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, pyramids have special properties now.
Yeah, and there's been books published on that.
Oh, of course. And what happens is they're thinking that, okay, there must be some energies that are either amplified, stimulated, or captured, or focused. Just by the shape of a pyramid.
Yeah.
So,
here's a couple of things. I just want to throw this down.
I want to know what these do, well, I already know, but...
They've also found that the pyramid somehow mysteriously kept foods preserved without spoiling. Sharpened dull razor blades.
Yeah, that's kind of fascinating.
Induced plants to germinate. Did I say that right?
Yes.
And grow more quickly and hastened the healing of animals' wounds. Other scientists, in consideration of the high quartz content, they consider it the high quartz content of the granite rocks in the main chamber.
Well, again, quartz is, a power crystal.
Now, that goes back. I mean, I don't want to go into this, but
we talked about pyramids. We talked about quartz. We talked about all this.
Mansfield.
About Mansfield, because a lot of the Ohio State Reformatory, OSR, in Mansfield, was built from, has quartz in the sandstone that
and
it
was
built
on. And they're built, if you look around, this is what Gary made us do.
Yeah.
He's like, look around you, guys. Do you see pyramids everywhere?
And there's pyramids, like, it is a structure of pyramids.
Yeah. Everywhere. So.
Spires and pyramids and.
Something's going on here.
Yeah. So what happens is they. Nowadays, I've actually even done this, okay? I was out at a friend of mine's sister's 70th birthday party. Just like 4 or 5 months ago,
yeah.
I was out in near Washington, D.C. And her daughter is a spiritual healer.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got, like, her entire, like, upper floor of her house is devoted to this stuff. One of the things she has is, like, this... she does have a pyramid there. And it's, of course, not made out of sandstone or limestone or anything. But it's made out of metal rods and has, like, really ornate covering.
Uh-huh.
And you get in and you put your head into this pyramid thing. And then your body has to lay out of it because people are longer than this can fit.
Pyramid, yeah.
And she actually, like, she'll put oils around, and she'll put, and on you, and then she'll play this, like, spiritual-sounding music and stuff, and you really do feel, like, quite energized and relaxed and better about everything when you come out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
So we're talking about pyramid power, then.
Now, pyramids also, if you stick a, now, I was in fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
and my teacher was Miss Krosneck. And she evidently was pretty big into this because we had a whole unit on pyramid power. We had to build pyramids. This is like, and you guys, I'm 35, okay? so it's not, it's a long time ago, but not that long ago. Like, people can imagine, I would have been what?
Well, the wheel was round then.
We're talking, the wheel was already round.
Okay.
And we had indoor plumbing. And it was just before cable TV. And we did not have a remote control for the TV either.
Geez.
But anyway, ancient history, about 25 years ago or so. Anyway, we built pyramids, and we would put eggs in the pyramids and, different things. And we did these, like, little experiments with the pyramids. And they are interesting anyway. I don't remember the whole unit. That was a long time ago. I wasn't into metaphysical stuff at the time.
Did Super Chicken pop out or something?
No, but like the it would dry out without rotting.
Really?
Yeah, because how, like, if you leave an egg out after a while and then break it open, like, a week later or whatever, it's stinks because it's a rotten egg. Well, they don't.
Eggs are gross.
They get dry. They just dry out.
They just dry out.
Yeah, like this mummification. This, you know, it dehydrates. Ugh. And you get powdered.
You don't need a pyramid for that, though.
It may just happen, but in the length of a unit in fifth grade.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I mean, maybe over a decade, but this was during school.
Wow.
So, I mean, there is something interesting going on with pyramids, I think. But whether it's
the bottom
metaphysical,
line is that
I don't know.
A lot of people believe that pyramids, especially the Great Pyramids, the real thing.
Yeah, the big guy.
Powers.
Yes.
That the people back in that time thrived off of, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, I've read stuff about people going up and they worshiped them like they worshiped the altar in a church, if you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come by and they'd have to nod to them. They'd have to get on their knees and go down.
And
kneel down to them.
Kneel down and, yeah, out of deference.
So, I mean, we've talked about energies.
We didn't talk about the Atlanteans and their ability to levitate things. to levitate these rocks. We didn't talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's stuff for you guys.
There really is
though.
Too much stuff to cover in an hour.
But yeah,
now an hour and 10 minutes.
But another thing you can think of too that we've discussed in the past here on Ghostly Talk is that think of the mass consciousness you had on something like that. I mean, let's just say it was a totally made up thing by the Pharaoh. The first Pharaoh made this whole thing, the pyramid. This is my idea, and this is the most holy thing you can think of. And you have a whole culture of people that completely
devote themselves
to this pyramid.
Some a lot for life.
Yeah,
because
and,
you.
And back then, if you didn't do that, you would be killed
anyway.
So believe me, your convictions are going to be in the right place.
Yeah.
Could that have been part of it?
Well, there's a lot of theories for mass consciousness. I mean, the power of prayer.
Yeah.
They actually have prayer circles.
It ties in
yeah.
to today.
It does.
I mean, certainly back then, if you ask me, convictions and faith were much stronger as they are with the world today. Just the whole world. I don't care what religion you are.
Right.
But could that be part of the pyramid power? Could that be, how would you say, the divine residue carrying over now, still?
I'm going to have to get that book. You know, the books about pyramid power and stuff and read it now.
I mean, that's another thing to think about.
Now that we've talked about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's just another thing to think about, too. There's all, it's just like when we're talking about ghosts or poltergeists or residual hauntings or this haunted place or that haunted place. It's the same thing. It really is to me. I mean, the more
it's
we talk
energy.
About it, the more I think about it, it's about energy. And could it just be the mind to cap the whole thing? Could it just be the mind that is the real ghost or the real energy in this world? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you're getting really, really heavy here.
I
wasn't ready for that.
Sorry. I'm just saying, that's another thing to think about, though.
Why not?
The pyramids. I mean, why not? This show has always been about, since we started...
Thinking. And, yeah, you're thinking, and I'm not.
I'm frying right now.
You are?
You can see the smoke coming out of my ears. This was a really cool topic. We want to thank
Marco. It was awesome. Thank you, Marco.
For really opening our eyes. Because, I mean, we're so busy talking about ghosts and going on investigations that...
Yeah.
There are other things out there. And you know what? I mean, we're not saying that we're going to open this show up to every stupid thing that comes along.
Although we will.
But, I mean,
you know, if need,
really,
if need
the more
be.
You look at it, the more you look at it, I mean, there's so many gray areas with this stuff. It all ties together if you want it to.
I think so.
Unfortunately, what you want and what's the truth are two different things, though.
Yeah.
But it's still cool to think about. So on that note, I think we're going to have to go. This was a taped show, unfortunately. We hope you enjoyed it. We will be back again, for sure.
Live.
But
Sunday at 7.
Sunday at 7 as usual.
Eastern time.
Yeah. Until next week, have fun. Do whatever. Think about the pyramids, too, along with the ghosts, all right? Because this stuff all ties together. And,